In CI News this week, the House of Lords debates Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill for the first time. Around 10,000 people march through London to call for an end to abortion, and tributes are paid to the murdered Christian free speech campaigner Charlie Kirk. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 12th of September. I'm Joanna Tim. Dozens of peers have spoken against Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill as it is debated in the House of Lords for the first time. During the first day of second reading, the dangerous legislation faced strong criticism. More peers will have the chance to speak when the process resumes next Friday.
Suicide is wrong. But this bill effectively says suicide is okay. What message does that give to our society? Suicide is not okay. Suicide is wrong. This bill is wrong. And in my opinion, it should not pass.
With several millions more elderly and sick to be expected in the coming decades, what will be our message to them? Will it be that we're a burden on our NHS and economy and should therefore consider ending our lives before it gets worse? My lords, I believe as a house, we have a duty to protect the vulnerable. And should our response to the elders of our nation be to reverently love and support their need? Should it not be to invest in our care services such that they do not have to suffer alone?
Think about the vulnerable and how easy it is for them to feel that their lives are not worth living.
Yeah. Prior to the debate, the Lords Committee scrutinising the bill warned that it lacks detail and leaves too much power to ministers, especially for such a morally significant subject. In other news, an estimated 10,000 people have marched through central London calling for an end to abortion in the UK. Pro-life supporters united in support for the unborn and their parents. The event's co-director Isabel von Spruce was among those who spoke out.
Either our government is sending out baby loss certificates after miscarriages as some kind of emotional pacifier to delusional women, which would be very patronising, or else our government has sanctioned the killing of 250,000 children every year. Priceless human beings or worthless bits of tissue? What do you believe? And more importantly, how will you respond?
The Christian Institute has raised serious concerns over transgender groups' influence on Northern Ireland's service for gender-confused adults and children. The Institute found controversial LGBT groups, including the Rainbow Project, had been consulted over plans to revive the province's transgender clinic in Belfast. Northern Ireland Policy Officer James Kennedy branded the move reckless, dangerous, and directly contradicting the expert warnings of the CAS review. Ahead of sentencing in Australia's poisoning trial and before a packed courthouse, victim Ian Wilkinson has testified to his faith in Christ. Pastor Wilkinson was the only survivor of a death cap mushroom-laced meal prepared by Aaron Patterson. His wife Heather and his sister-in-law and her husband, Don and Gail Patterson, all died. In Victoria's Supreme Court, the Baptist pastor thanked God for his recovery, spoke of his confidence in being reunited with his wife in the resurrection to come, and urged the triple murderer to seek God's forgiveness. In regard to the murders of Heather, Gail and Don, I am compelled to seek justice. However, I encourage Aaron to receive my offer of forgiveness for those harms done to me with full confession and repentance. I bear her no ill will. Conservative free speech advocate Charlie Kirk has been murdered, age 31. While speaking to students at Utah Valley University, Kirk was shot and killed, leaving behind his wife Erica and their two young children. In the wake of the shocking events, many have highlighted the young father's Christian faith. Turning Point USA, Kirk's non-profit organisation, released a statement saying, "Above all, Charlie lived every day with an overflowing love of the Christ he knew he would one day get to see. When asked, Charlie said that above all, he wished to be remembered for his faith. The murder has been roundly condemned by former US presidents Clinton, Bush, Obama, and Biden, as well as President Donald Trump, who said he was filled with grief and anger at the heinous assassination. Institute Director Kieran Kelly said, "Charlie Kirk sought to equip young people to scrutinise, evaluate, and ultimately speak out against dangerous secular ideologies. Even those who opposed his politics recognised his willingness to engage fairly, if robustly, with their ideas." He called for Christians to uphold Kirk's wife Erica and their two young children in prayer, that as they grieve and question, they may know the comfort of the great Comforter. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.